and let them begin to transform your attitudes, your outlook, your values, and your life. Outrageous claim number one, there's freedom in forgiving your enemies. Associated Press reporter Terry Anderson was held hostage in Lebanon for nearly 7 years. He was chained to a wall in a filthy, spider-infested cell. He suffered through sickness. He endured mental torture. He longed for his family. He was ground down by the dull ache of incessant boredom. Through it all, he was given one book, the Bible. And as he devoured it in search for words of hope, he came across what appeared to be outrageous words of hopeless naivete. "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy,'" Jesus told the crowd. "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Can you imagine how outlandish that command must have seemed to Anderson after spending 2,455 mind-numbing days in cruel captivity? Love whom? Pray for whom? Show kindness toward those who brutalized me? Exhibit compassion toward those who callously extended none to me? Is Jesus a cosmic comedian or merely a starry-eyed idealist? Finally, Anderson was released on December 4, 1991. Journalists clustered around and peppered him with questions.